All right, Ms. Simpson, I am back. I do apologize for that wait. Her office is all the way on the other side of the of the whole office, so I do apologize. I want to thank you for your patience. We are almost done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I just have to kind of fill in the
blanks. I was looking to see if I had a bill somewhere.
You what?
I was looking to see if I had a bill somewhere.
Okay.
In the hospital, but I don't. I can't find one.
Okay. Maybe. Now, were you hospitalized for meningioma? I know you most likely were hospitalized because of the accident. Were you ever hospitalized for meningioma?
No, the crazy thing is the hospital didn't even tell me about it.
Oh, geez.
That I had it. I just found out from
the paperwork.
I ordered my records from my insurance attorney thing.
Wow, interesting. Maybe
yeah.
Because they either, since it was a different hospital than your normal hospital, maybe they figured that you already knew. Wow.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
I hope that's right.
I know.
Because that's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've always been scared to even find out about it because I didn't want to worry myself and then,
yeah.
You know, because that's what seems to happen when
yeah.
we find out something bad.
Yeah.
So. That explains a lot, though, why I have headaches like I do.
Yeah, definitely. Now, it has a spot for medical notes here. Are there any notes you would like me to provide for the attorneys?
They'll be able to get my medical records from Jackson Memorial, correct?
So it does ask, this was going to be my next question. It does ask, do you have a copy of the medical records? I know you don't physically have them, but the facility will, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you needed to provide the medical records from the facility, would you prefer to provide them by mail, electronically, or either?
It'd probably be electronically.
Okay.
It's so much quicker that way.
Exactly. Okay.
See, I feel like a lot of people think I'm lying when it comes to, like, my headaches and stuff.
Oh, no.
But where they hurt, my head hurts at, it's like,
yeah.
You could tell it's not, like, a tension headache or something like that.
Yeah, it's more throbbing.
Yes. And don't want to go away.
Period.
I hate it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, my son, which I know it's only common in females, but now I'm always wondering if it's, like, hereditary? No, no, because I had him before I got on shot, so never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's a question that I would definitely not know. I mean, I'm sure it could also affect, you know, women who may have gotten pregnant after the shot. I don't know. That's a very interesting thought.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad, everything that's going on with this.
Yes, I know. It's like they put you on something and the side effects and whatever.
I know, it's ridiculous. You see commercials for medications, and then they'll say what it, like, treats, and it will be, like, a migraine medicine or something like that. But then when they go through all of the symptoms and side effects, oh, my gosh, the list is way longer, and it's when it says, like, and death, it's like, whoa, what is even the point then?
They call death and some more stuff.
Yeah, uh-oh. It's so scary.
Like, really, y'all?
I know.
What in the world?
I know. Now, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones.
Okay.
Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're able to not or unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
They live with me. Well, live with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And their first name?
Kimberly.
Okay. And their phone number?
423-304-9648.
Okay. 423-304-9648.
Yes.
Okay. Are they a family member, friend?
My mom.
Mom, okay.
Yeah. My mommy.
Yeah. Do you know her email off the top of your head? If not, that's okay.
I think it's K_Simpson at BlueCross or BCBST. I don't know it.
Okay, let me take a look what I can find for their email. Let's see.
Yeah,
is it a Blue Cross email?
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
Well, actually, there's K... No, okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
K-A-S.
K-A-S.
K-A-S. Simpson.
Okay.
923@gmail.com, I believe is it.
Okay. I have K, A as in apple, Simpson, 923@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then she lives with you, so I'm just going to copy and paste your address really quick, so bear with me.
Okay.
Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. So I am going to be setting up the documents to be sending you through DocuSign right now. You'll get them to your email and your phone as a text message. I'm just going to go over the main ones that copy over. Or actually, I'm going to go over everything just to make sure I have all of the answers correct on my end, because it's a lot easier to fix them now than to regenerate documents and make you wait. So I'm just going to ask a few questions over. Please stop me if they're incorrect, okay?
Okay.
So you never got an attorney to assist you with a claim.
Right.
You're filing this for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States. Okay, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year.
Okay.
You were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain around 3/29/2021.
Yes.
Your date of birth is 8/15/1986.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you used a name brand contraceptive, and you had at least 4 injections within 1 year prior to diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. You started in August of 2007. You stopped in June of 2018.
Yes.
Okay. You confirmed you're female. You confirmed the spelling of your first and last name a few times. And just to double verify, your middle initial is A as in apple.
Yes.
Okay. Your email is your first name, last name, 865@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The phone that we're on is a mobile phone. You prefer text contact first and in the afternoon to evening.
Yes.
Okay. Your address is 128 Gravett Road in Sudsy Davy, Tennessee, 37379.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Your Dr. Stacy Boyd at Erlinger North Hospital was the doctor who administered the Depo-Provera.
Uh-huh.
He was also the prescribing doctor, and you picked up medication at that pharmacy at Erlinger. Okay. And you were diagnosed at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, Florida. Okay, and then just to double verify, because that's most likely where the records are, the address is 1611 Northwest 12th Avenue in Miami, Florida, 33136.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see.
Are there a lot of people in on this? I mean, does it affect a lot?
I mean, the numbers are a lot more than I assumed or I thought prior to assisting. I have talked to, unfortunately, a lot of women who were also affected as well.
It's now, the record they wanted to be on that thing is like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 10 years. Yeah, and I just didn't understand why I was on it for 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't gain a pound. I started, like, losing weight.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And everybody I knew that got on it was gaining.
Uh-oh.
I was like, what in the world's going on?
You're like, wait a minute. Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Now my boobs gone, too.
Oh, no.
All my boobs. Like,
oh,
my boobs.
No.
I'm like a little boy.
Well, I'm so glad that you're not, you know, I'm so glad. I mean, it's horrible that you found out by being in a car accident. That is horrible.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that you never were getting, you know, the horrible symptoms that it can cause. So that's good.
Just the headaches.
Yeah, I know. Which I'm sure are horrible as well. I can't imagine. I'm glad that it never, you know, brought you to, you know, to the point where you felt like, you know, there was no end to it. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I never picked up on it no more. However, I'm going through now.
Oh, no. And then this is also for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
It's 408-51-1787.
Okay, I have 408-51-1787.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, you're going to be getting the text and the email. It's going to be sent from Alexa Knox. That's me at Mass Tort Strategies. So let me know when you've received it.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, crap. I got to go to work.
Oh, no. Okay. We're almost done. I promise.
No, you're fine. I just realized it's 5:30.
Oh, no.
I got a 12-hour shift.
Oh,
thank God for Excedrin. That's my best friend.
Oh, good, good. I know. I love Excedrin, too.
Yeah, it's crazy how much. Like, that's the only thing that'll take away my headaches.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay, let me see here.
Okay, let's see. It's still, you know, it's still got that spinning ball on my end, so I don't think you've received it yet. So bear with me. I'll let you know when it stops spinning. Okay, now you should receive it.
Okay. Tucky sign. Got that. Okay. I'm opening it up.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Wow. iPhone, there's something different.
I know. I know, and the new updates, I swear, made everything more difficult.
That's what everybody said, but I didn't get mine until after the update.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, my phone, I swear, there's so many things that they tried to make simple, and it's more complicated, I swear.
Yeah. And that was my question. Who, what law firm? Okay, now, Ben.
Okay.
Okay, I see it now. Can I not just, I want to, oh, crap, here we go. It's going to be so sloppy. There we go.
That's okay.
Never in my life. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay.
I know I should have read it, but it's fine. I trust you. You sound like somebody I can trust.
Yes.
Shouldn't go for that, but, you know, it's all right.
Yes, no, the law firms we work with, they're amazing. They're going to help you get your voice heard. And the good thing is this is a mass tort. Lawsuit. So there's no out-of-pocket fees. The only way the attorneys get paid is if they win you a settlement.
Okay.
So
even
it's really
if it's a dollar.
You what?
Even if it's just a dollar.
Hey, you know what? My thing is there's no amount of money that can, you know, take that with what you've gone through, but we do need to hold these companies accountable for what they've done. So,
I think all these pharmaceutical companies need to be held accountable, especially for a lot of these overdoses going on.
Exactly. I'm so scared. My son's 9 months right now, and I'm scared of all the stuff they have in the vaccines right now. It's horrible.
Oh, yeah. And all
it scares me.
Mm-hmm. Like Campbell's soup is bioengineered.
Oh, gosh. Food. Everything's bioengineered now. No, I had no idea.
Made in labs.
That scares me. I know that they're trying to make bioengineered meats now, and so I'm so scared to buy meat now. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. It looks like I received it on my end. So I do want to thank you for your time. I know you're pressed for time getting ready for work. Once again, my heart goes out to you for everything you've experienced.
Oh, thank you.
Please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys from an 800 number. I will also be keeping in contact with you. If you do not hear from them within the next 72 hours, business hours, so I believe since it's Thursday, most likely either Monday or Tuesday, they will reach out. Please feel free to call me, and I will connect you straight to them, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. If anything arises, please feel free to reach out, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank
okay.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have a blessed day and happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.